I glanced at Jack, my little brother, who was sitting at the worn-out kitchen table. His eyes are glued to one of his favorite comic books, watching him push his glasses further up the bridge of his nose and get more and more absorbed in his reading. I realized he might as well have been at home. It shouldn't be too hard to avoid trouble since Jack's about as exciting as a wet noodle, I said, smirking.